a story made famous to generations by a 1960s novel about a mysterious Native American woman who lives a solitary life on a remote island. But Island of the Blue Dolphins is based on a real-life story of a woman in the 1800s who spent nearly two decades living by herself on one of the Channel Islands.
The classic story is there's a group of Indians on this island, a very small number by this point in time due to disease, due to some conflicts with outside groups coming in. And word of this gets back to the mainland. A boat comes out to the island and they collect up all the Indians on the island, but the one woman gets left behind.
Steve Swartz is an archaeologist who's been researching this story for nearly three decades. Swartz says there's ample documentation to show that the woman really did live on San Nicolas Island for 18 years, from 1835 to 1853, but says how she ended up there by herself is still a question mark.
She had gotten on to the boat, but had realized that her child had been left behind. And so she jumps out of the boat and swims back to the island to save her child, only to find out that the child had been killed by the wild dogs that roam the island. The ship sails off. She then has to cope with being alone for 18 years. Kind of the beginning of the story and the end of the story are pretty well documented. Now, the actual circumstances, you know, jumping off the boat and swimming back to shore, that is fantasy.
Swartz says the survival part of it might not be as amazing as it sounds. He points out that she grew up on the island, so she knew how to find water and food.
She basically is abandoned in her own home. You know, she knows where to get water. She knows where to get food. So it's not so much a matter of physically surviving. It's more psychologically surviving.
Rumors that the woman was living on the island floated around for years, but were eventually forgotten. Then in 1853, a group of otter trappers who frequented the Channel Islands made a startling discovery on San Nicolas Island.
George Nidever, who headed up this group, we saw like a footprint. And it's like, well, we haven't been here. That's not our footprint. Whose footprint is that? They found a basket full of tools. The initial inclination was, well, we'll just take this. But Nidever said, no. Let's take and let's dump it on the ground. If there's anybody still here, they'll come back and put it back in the basket. So they did. They come back a few days later, and sure enough, everything's been put back in the basket. It tells a story around Santa Barbara. The padre at the mission says, you have got to find her and bring her back.
They did bring her back, and that's when the real tragedy of the story occurred. She was only in Santa Barbara for 7 weeks when she died.
What she died of was dysentery. She is buried at the Santa Barbara mission.
Swartz says another mystery is the woman's true name, who simply became known in folklore as the Lone Woman.
We do not know her name. She was given the name of Juana Maria, but that was after she had died.
Swartz worked as a civilian archaeologist for the U.S. Navy, so had unique access to San Nicolas Island, which is closed to the public because of its military uses. After extensive research and field work, he led a team which found a cave where the woman had lived. The Navy has since cut off access even to archaeologists, but Swartz is hoping it will be reopened to researchers. He's now retired, but is continuing his work and says there could be some exciting new developments soon.
It's my passion at this point. It's an amazing story, and it's really, archaeologically, it's really, really exciting. We're publishing new papers on our findings all the time.
The archaeologist is going to speak at the Museum of Ventura County on Sunday about the cave discovery in a pair of lectures at 1 and 3 p.m. The event at the Ventura Museum is part of a celebration of the National Park Service's centennial. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.